Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy was going to retire next year from her job as assistant dean in the University of Illinois College of Fine and Applied Arts. But she says staffing is slim right now, and there's a new dean coming in.
And I thought it would be good to stay one more year, get the new dean in, let that dean look around and see how they want to deploy the resources, and then I would leave. But with all the uncertainty in Springfield, and the fact my retirement is based on money purchased, I really felt to protect my own self-interest, I had to retire now.
More on the uncertainty in Springfield in a bit, but first, what's money purchase? It's one of two formulas used by the State University Retirement System, or SERS, to help determine how much money folks like O'Shaughnessy receive when they retire. The first general formula factors in age, years of service, and average earnings. But the money purchase formula considers age and the level of pension contributions from both employee and the state, all plugged into an actuarial formula that's recalculated every few years according to changing economic and demographic data. Angie Lieb is in charge of member services at SERS. She says the payout from the money purchase factor has declined over the years with every recalculation. For SERS' latest recalculation, which takes effect July 2nd, the payout dropped a lot, because employees are retiring earlier and living longer.
If we did a calculation on July 1st for someone using the current factors, and then we did the calculation on July 2nd using the new factors, the difference in their benefit is about 7 or 8% on average.
That drop means lower pension benefits for retirees. Still, Lieb says the money purchase formula provides the best deal for nearly two-thirds of SERS retirees. But a state university employee can improve his or her money purchase factor if they keep working and paying into SERS for at least another couple of years. So says law professor Richard Kaplan. He's studied the issue as a member of the Benefits Committee at the university's Academic Senate.
If they were going to be retiring more than a year from now anyway, then this is probably not that big a factor. But if they're at the decision point that it's either this year or next year, those are the only two realistic choices, they will probably opt for the current year.
That was O'Shaughnessy's decision, but she says the decline was not what made up her mind. Instead, it was Governor Pat Quinn's proposals for pension reform, proposals that are still under debate in Springfield.
Quinn had his, I think it was like April 21st, had his press conference where he started announcing all these changes.
We're going to be asking our employees to increase their contributions by 3%. We're going to reduce the cost of living.
So I sat down that weekend and really thought, oh my gosh, this is not looking good. So on Monday, I decided I was going to retire.
O'Shaughnessy seems to have company. SERS doesn't have exact figures yet, but says retirements for June and for July 1st, the last day of the fiscal year, are up sharply. A survey conducted by SERS found that the money purchase factor and fears of pension reform were the first and third most common reasons given by members for considering retirement. For the three-campus University of Illinois system, retirements for the fiscal year topped 1,000 as of June 18th, a 38% increase from the year before. On the Urbana campus alone, retirements have gone up 46%. Those increases look smaller when compared to the university's total workforce of 28,000. But Maureen Parks, the U of I's associate vice president in charge of human resources, says they've been preparing for more retirements ever since the lower money purchase factor was announced last year.
So in many cases, units and departments have been preparing for this. Certainly losing a key person, someone who has responsibilities and critical knowledge, is hard, no matter how long you've prepared for it.
Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy says she's seeing more retirement parties on the Urbana campus than ever before, and she worries about the impact of so many retirements at once on the institutional memory at the University of Illinois.
That, I think, is the crucial question, is to see some of the people that are leaving that are just quality people. They've been here a long time. They hold very responsible positions. And poof, they're gone.
I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.